Hello and welcome to episode 285 of Sprinkin' Say Geek. I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week we did not go see a movie.
Because we're lazy bums.
Yeah, I think the only thing that really came out was The Grinch. And
did The Grinch really come out?
I think so.
I know Nutcracker came out last week.
Yeah, I haven't heard a damn thing about it.
I haven't either. I'm probably going to go. I don't know if Jack's up to it. We might see it tonight.
Really?
Well, she really wanted to see it, so I was like, all right, I'll go. If she wants to go see a movie, I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, of course.
I mean, all right.
I'll take her to the Dolby AMC thing, Majiggy, and just make sure that we eat food first.
Really? For Nutcracker? Okay. I liked how we're having a major conversation.
Oh my god, that made me very excited. I'm like, because it made a big fucking deal. Dude,
and the people are like, you know, the IMAX, the Cine Capri, I'm like, you guys haven't gone to this theater, because I was all about IMAX, and now I'm like, nah.
How about this? I would do IMAX, but Cine Capri does not compare.
No.
Like, Cine Capri's speakers sound muted compared to that.
Dude, it's...
But IMAX, I still feel like, I think about when I saw Avatar, like, it wasn't the video as much as it was the
sound. Sure, it's an 80-foot screen.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was a sound. Like, I remember when I was seeing it there, but now I'd like to compare the two.
Dude, I want... Like, part of me wants to do that stupid thing where you rent a theater... I want to rent that theater for like an hour and play Horizon.
Oh my god. The fucking like monsters are going to look ginormous.
And just, you would feel them like.
You could feel
I
them
love
walking.
It so much that I'm actually now considering, because I need to get a second subwoofer anyway and throw it in the back. And I'm actually considering throwing it under the chair because I think I have enough room to actually put it under my recliner.
Like clearance wise? I'd say at the very
because
least.
Because I'm the main watcher.
You. Yeah.
Of movies and such in here. So, like, it not having that second sub won't matter for if I have somebody over, because
yeah.
They're rarely over.
But, yeah. No, having one at least behind you,
I need to get a second one. It needs to go behind, and it's just a matter... So I can have dual crossover... It's this whole big thing.
I know you and
your eyes are just my blazing.
I'm like, all right, cool. You're talking to the guy who couldn't figure out the receiver, so it's
to
okay.
To be fair, I was over there, and I couldn't figure it out at your house either. So, but it works at my house, so now we have to figure out if it's your cables or if you just hit a button on the receiver.
Might have been a little column A, B, C, D, yeah. E, and E.
Since you're smart enough and don't have your TV remote anymore.
It's somewhere. I do have it. It's just I've never used it.
Who gets rid of their TV remote?
I never really got into the whole settings thing. Like, to be honest.
I'm trying to bring you into the 90s, so.
I know. 90s, fuck. Does a mall baby eat chili fries?
It's just... What?
That's my favorite stupid quote from X-Men, the cartoon.
Wow.
That was Jubilee's quote. She, like, someone was like, hey, you gonna do it? And her for sure was, does a mall baby eat chili fries? I'm like, the fuck? But every time.
You're like... No?
Let me do a deep pull that no one gets, and here you go.
Like, if you're the only one that's going to get that.
I know.
All right, so yeah, we didn't see a movie this week. I think next week, it's either next week or the week after is Harry Potter, so I know we'll be there for that.
Oh my fucking god, I can't wait. We've been burning through the Harry Potter movies again, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Been, like, something just, both of us were looking, we're like, I really want to watch something, like, fantastical, but something we haven't seen, something's easy, and it's... Because between that and Lord of the Rings, I'm like, well, this is easier.
But Lord of the Rings.
I do love Lord of the Rings, but we start with The Hobbit.
Oh,
and
no.
And Hobbits are hard to slug through.
Dude, those first three are not good.
No. Like, it's one of those, if you were to cut all three of those movies together, you probably could make a solid 3-hour movie.
Yeah. I mean, money wouldn't let them do that, but no. Like, I feel so bad because I really love the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Yeah.
And... The Hobbit trilogy, I'm like, this is...
It's trying really hard, but it just doesn't get there.
Yeah, it's trying really hard to be the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and they're different.
Yeah.
And they need to be different.
Yeah, they do. And I like that, like, that's... We started watching through those, and that's why we switched back over to Harry Potter, because, you know, if it was Lord of the Rings, it'd probably be different, because fucking love those movies. But yeah, can't wait for that.
One of these years, I'm actually going to get the extended Blu-rays.
I keep on looking at it every freaking Black Friday.
Dude, every... Because they're like $35. I'm like, yeah. And I'm like,
At this point, shouldn't you just wait till like they do extended like 4K remasters?
That's going to be the problem is I'm going to buy it and like a month later they'll announce that they're doing the 4Ks. Yeah. And I'll be like, you motherfuckers.
For you, I'd almost say just hold off. For me, I'm like, it won't matter.
I mean, I want to hold off, but like...
You really want to watch them again?
I do.
And the extended editions for Lord of the Rings are awesome.
They are, and they actually, they don't add a lot of story stuff, but they add a lot of world stuff. And for that movie, for that trilogy, it's important.
Yeah. And it was just cool stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so we didn't see a movie, but we know we got Harry Potter coming up. We've also got Bumblebee, which now I'm excited to see. Fucking wow. These are the polls we're doing, huh? We're just doing 90s polls now. Woo! Okay.
You said you wanted to bring me to the 90s.
I guess,
in the spirit, dude.
I guess so. But we did watch a streaming review. This week it was brought to you by you.
Yep, by me. By the letter U.
Brought to us by Hammer.
Yes, and I wanted us to watch The Free State of Jones, mainly because it was the only interesting movie I could find that was downloadable. Thank God for that, because that really helped the plane ride go by fast.
I mean, I guess. It's kind of a heavy movie for a plane ride. It's a
kind of heavy movie, yeah. I had to, like, I was like, dear Lord, the amount of N-bombs they're dropping there. I'm sitting there like,
whoa. Dude.
I was like, good Lord.
Dude. I was like, man, I feel awkward, but, like, it was the time.
And yes.
It's one of those things where you're like, it's not me, it's how the people were at the time.
Yeah, it's not a bad movie.
It's not a good movie.
No.
I was hoping for a really epic movie, and what it is Matthew McConaughey plays a field medic for the Union.
Yeah.
And his cousin, nephew, somebody related to him.
Yeah, nephew, I think, because his uncle.
Deserts from his post and finds Matthew McConaughey's post.
Uncle Newt.
Because he was drafted, Commander. And he's, you know, 14 years oldish.
Yeah,
he's and scared. So he's like, you know, hey, please take look after me. So I think at this point, Matthew McConaughey's like, okay, we're going to get out of this war.
Yeah.
Trying to get out of the war, his nephew gets killed. So he deserts and takes his nephew to his sister.
Yeah.
To at least see her child again.
Yeah, see the body.
He deserts the war, which is obviously treason, punishable by death. He ends up kind of being a recluse and eventually gets the slave dogs called on him, gets injured, runs into, you know, is helped by a slave who basically puts him into the swamps of like, look, they can't get in here. There's only a handful of us, so they don't worry about us. Hang out here. We're free in the slave in the swampland. And then they kind of start doing some guerrilla tactics to build up their town.
Yeah.
It's a very poignant time in history, and it's in a very important time in history.
And there's things that I like, it's the idea of like them, like you had the the Emancipation Proclamation go out with with Lincoln. And then immediately afterwards, people started coming up with these other rules to get around it. Like the idea of like the, apprenticeship and stuff.
Right.
And I'm like, it's kind of crazy, but you know that kind of shit had to have happened, obviously.
Yeah, but it wasn't about slavery, it was about states' rights.
Yeah.
But that argument. It wasn't about slavery, it was about states' rights.
Yeah, sure.
But yes, states' rights too.
But slavery kind of had a big part there. So.
Slavery was like 98% of the reason for the war.
Yeah, which is funny because if you think about it, the reasons that a lot of people were fighting was not from like a moral high ground, but was from an economic high ground. Because they had the South versus the Union, like the North versus the South. The South was using slave labor. Basically able to drop their prices and undercut everyone else versus everyone in the North who wasn't, and they were losing out on profits.
But they were also more industrialized in the North.
They were. It's kind of crazy, though. When you think about that, you're like, I always think about it coming from a moral high ground, but it's not necessarily.
I mean, what's crazy is, you know, this is 150 years-ish ago, which is just a few generations.
Yeah.
And
it seems so far.
It's one of those things where you're like, God, it was so long ago. And then you're like, oh, no. That really wasn't. Like, my grandfather could have known somebody that was part of that hatred and that, you know, these aren't people, these are property type things. And there was There was one kind of line that I liked that one of the black guys, one of the slaves that had escaped, looked at Matthew McConaughey, and he's like, "Oh, you got bit.
You must taste
the same as us." And I was like, "Okay, like I like that of like, you know, we have different color skin. That's it. We're the same thing." Mm-hmm. I was hoping for something a lot more epic here.
And the sad part is there's actually kind of epic stuff going on.
Yes.
Like, if you think
Registering
to vote, the idea of them trying to, like, do, like, a census, trying to give people's names, get, like, stuff like that, get property back.
Right.
Like, get people's, like, people are promised something and then immediately taking it back.
Right.
There's a lot of shit going on that seems really epic. It's just the way it was presented. They kept on trying to focus it on the guy. And I feel like that may be where it falls short, because then they go to the jump forward.
That really took me out.
Because
I didn't need that at all.
No, I didn't, because it didn't resolve anywhere, really. It just, he went to prison.
And
he kind of stood up for that.
Well, he went to prison, and that's what brought upon, like, civil Washington rights. Really paying attention of, like, wait a minute. Because they went to appeal, and they were like, well, if it goes to appeal, it's going to go up the ladder, and they're going to find out what we're doing here, and we can't. Fine. Everybody's equal.
Again, like I said,
and that was in the 60s.
There's some epic stuff going on,
but
the way it's presented and the way it's rolled out, it just doesn't flow. Like, it doesn't make it, doesn't give a good job of portraying what actually happened, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a very Cliff Notes version, and it's very
segmented, disjointed.
Yeah, it just bounces around too much, and it just doesn't feel, I was going to say, there's a word I'm looking for, but it doesn't feel natural.
Yeah, it kind of, again, I'm saying disjointed, because that's, well, the first time I jumped forward, I'm like, what the hell's going on? Is this the end of it? Did we do a time jump kind of stuff? And then I was like, okay, but I didn't know what it was trying to accomplish. Like, I'm like, there's shit going on, and I'm, interesting stuff, just, yeah, I'll go back and I'll watch Glory again, because Glory's freaking awesome.
Yeah, I just...
It's a messed up movie, but it's awesome.
Right. I didn't like this as much as I wanted to. I actually gave it a thumbs down.
I did too.
Which I didn't want to do. Like, it's such an important time in history, and it's such an important story to be told, but it just didn't feel fleshed out and natural.
As a movie, it just didn't go. Like, I was...
Yeah.
I didn't keep me as much as possible. Like, again, there's a lot of shit going there. Has the one dude that, again, I can't remember his first name, but Ali.
I even looked at it like four times, and I was like, okay, I'm going to remember this. And it was like, and I feel so bad. But yes, Ali is his last name. Dude. Yeah, he was cool. I was like, hey, I know you. Hey, I know you.
Yeah, I know, because he has a beard, and I couldn't recognize him at first. But yeah.
But he's really good.
I give it a thumbs down, too. Just, I feel like you can, your time's better spent elsewhere. It's not done as well as it could have been.
Yep, sadly. Alright, so for this week's stream review, it's brought to you by me.
Oh no.
Aaron doesn't know what it is. I just told him, I'm like, yep, I got us a movie. So for this week's stream review, I want us to watch on HBO Go, 50 Shades Freed.
It's the... Oh, god damn it.
It's the last one. We're done.
Are we freed?
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh.
It's over, finally.
No, they'll do prequels and all. All right.
But
so, It could have been worse.
So, yeah, on HBO Go, 50 Shades Freed is what we're going to be watching. As always, if you have anything you want us to watch on HBO Go, Netflix, Hulu, or Amazon Prime, let us know at batandhammer@gmail.com, batandhammer on Twitter, Spring and Ziggy on Facebook. You can reach me, I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Karen Kalis, and make sure to like us, love us, and share us every Monday on SoundCloud.
SoundCloud!
Stitcher and iTunes.
Alright, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's nerd news. Not a whole lot has happened, but we've got some topics to discuss. So the first thing that we are going to talk about is, it has been official, Obsidian has been purchased by Microsoft.
Shit!
So it looks like we should see an RPG.
Which is good. Because they don't really have one.
I can't think of an RPG on Microsoft.
I mean, it'll be nice, but I can't imagine. I'm kind of curious what the fuck it's going to be.
Fable. Let them do a Fable game.
How about this? I love Fable 1.
Yeah.
But I never played 1, I never played 2, and never played 3.
They're good.
I own them both.
I was going to say, I have them. They're good. They're not great. Like, Fable 1 was great.
I just remember being people so pissed about it, like, I can't do what I want to do. And I'm like, well, fuck
it. I can't do every single thing you told me I was going to be able to do. And I was like, but look at all the things you can do and how fun they were. Yeah, I loved Fable 1. Fable 2 was good. Fable 3 was good. Fable 1 was where it's at because the story was amazing.
I mean, I would like to see them do Fable, but at the same time, I'd rather them do something completely different. Because Fable itself, I don't feel like has a strong enough brand to really bring. Like, I'd rather see
them. I don't think anymore it does.
No, I think it's decayed. It's been like languishing or whatever else.
Especially with the Legends that got, made and then canceled.
Yep. That's going to be so crazy. Get so far into a game development that's pretty much ready to go.
You're almost gold and then they cancel. Yeah, like, I'm like, why not just send it out? Was it that bad?
I guess so.
Because, you know, if it's that far along, that means it went to your testers and your pre-screening and such.
Yep, got bugs and everything. But I'm curious to see what they'll do in the next generation because God knows they won't get it in this generation.
No, they're done with this generation.
But I'm curious to see. I'm glad they're taking the biggest lesson out of this. Seems like they're focusing on games a bit more and getting studios, which is Sony did the same thing. I hope they.
Yeah.
I just want to see something cool for them that's unique to them.
Give me a reason to turn on my Xbox.
Yep. I have not turned on since I moved in.
I haven't turned mine on. My daughter plays a Disney game on Xbox. But it's a 360 game and not an Xbox One game. And she plays with her friend. If you realize there are two controllers out.
That's really adorable. That's really adorable.
But she is her friend. So she controls her character and the CPU character. I told you about her waiting in line. So you can actually, there are like mini games and you can go on the rides and they have mini games that you play to go on all the rides. Well, there's a Dumbo ride at Disneyland and there's a line and she's standing in the line. It doesn't do anything. Like it's just background noise as you walk. And she's just standing there. Like, what are you doing? I'm waiting in line to ride Dumbo. The line doesn't move. So she's just waiting in line. I'm like,
holy shit.
I'm like, that's very nice of you, but why don't you go somewhere else? Okay. All right. So.
Wow.
Our next news story is we're getting another Diablo.
I know. I'm so excited. It's going to be everything I want. It's going to be on a PC. It's going to be big screen. It's going to, you can stop me anytime you want.
Mobile Diablo.
Yeah, that silence is actually the silence that followed the Diablo 3. If you watch the
presentation. Oh my god, yeah. I'll put the video on our Facebook page. It's painful.
Yeah.
It is. I don't think I've ever, like, I've seen it happen, but I don't know the last time that I can think of a major studio that's on a press, especially like their conference, but
yes,
a major studio that's like, hey, we are announcing this game and it's their flagpole game and the crowd is silent. Like, they're like, Diablo Immortal on mobile and tablet, and then nothing. And then you get to the Q&A section, which is,
I didn't even get that far into it.
No. Oh, that's where the good is.
I just got to the silence part.
No, the first question is like, did you guys forget the date? Is this an April Fool's joke? Like, no, this is actually coming out on iPhone, Android, tablet, blah, blah, blah. It's a full-fledged Diablo experience.
It was a couple years back. It was one of their April Fool's jokes.
Yeah. And then another guy's like, are we going to see a PC version of this? And he's like, no, this is just going to be, you know, tablet, iPhone, Android, blah, blah, blah. It is still a full-fledged experience. And then, so everybody's like booing. He's like, don't you have cell phones?
Okay. I saw that. I saw that in that meme somewhere. I did not realize that's where it was from.
Yeah, it's. Whew. Now, I don't understand the big hatred for it. Like, if you don't want it, don't play it.
That's fine. Yeah. I it's one of those. They didn't. I don't know what the tease was beforehand. So I'm like, big freaking deal. But yeah, some people were really upset about it. I still have not played Diablo 2, so
Diablo 2 or Diablo 3?
Diablo 3.
I mean, I have it on PS4 if you want to borrow it. It's actually a lot of fun.
No, I believe it is really fun. I keep waiting for a deal where they have the Reaper of Souls edition for cheap. But yeah. It's always like $30, and I won't lie, at this point, I'm like, that's too much of a... Like, that's like my imaginary line.
I mean, that would be a lot of fun for Brochella, if we could get, you know, four of us to...
Can you play four people, or is it only two?
Pretty sure it's four.
I actually don't know, that's why I'm asking.
I know I played two. I'm pretty sure it's four.
I need to go look at the Black Friday deal, see if it's on sale.
I mean, it doesn't matter because I'm buying Tomb Raider.
I'm buying Tomb Raider
too. I need to actually look and see what's on the store because I really...
Don't want to go to the stores?
Well, no, but like as much as I'm playing Red Dead, I'm like, man, I'd rather be playing Fallout or Far Cry.
Really?
Like, I think I would get... Out of what I'm doing, because I'm doing Far Cry stuff, and I'm like, I feel like I'd get more enjoyment doing this stuff out of Far Cry than I am out of Red Dead.
I'm still in...
Like, you saw how long it took me to hunt a fucking squirrel, and then I didn't even get what I needed from the squirrel, so I just left it there dead in the woods.
You're terribly
mean. Like, fuck you.
I don't know, I'm like, I'm enjoying Red Dead still, I've had a lot of the weird little subtle adventures, like, have you run into the clan members yet?
I haven't.
Oh my god.
And I'm upset that I haven't run into the clan.
Oh, I got so happy.
Unless I have, I camped and I got held up at my camp.
Did you really?
But two dudes were like, you shouldn't be around here. Don't come here. This is our area, blah blah blah. And I was like, the fuck?
I've never gotten held up at a camp.
I killed a legendary beaver and I camped and then I got held up and I was like, okay. And then like, but they didn't shoot me or anything, they didn't take my stuff, but they were just like, you need to be out of here. And I was like, yes, rednecks. And then, you know, they left, but I haven't found the clan yet. And I know you can find the clan, and I want to find the clan so bad.
I was...
Because you can murder all of them without your honor going down. And I'm actually playing this as a good person.
I am too.
Which
I
probably shouldn't.
No, I mean, like, I do stupid
especially
things all the
time. Dutch is like, hey, guys, we need to lay low. Let's go rob this fucking train. They found us. We need to move. Lay really low, guys. Hey, let's pretend to be cops and go blow up a fucking distillery. I'm like, do you understand what the word lay low means?
No, Dutch doesn't get it. He's double dutching.
I really hope nothing happens to him. Like, I hope he doesn't decide to jump off a cliff.
I know, that'd be pretty bad. That'd be a cliffhanger.
Is that a... That's not a spoiler. Because, I mean, that happens in Red Dead.
So yeah, I don't know he's going to be around in Red Dead. I wonder how much they're really going to go into that part of, like, all this stuff. Because Arthur's not in... Red Dead. Is he?
No, Arthur is not.
So, like...
But I did run into Uncle.
Did you?
I have a mission with Uncle, and I was like, hey, okay. I
haven't had an Uncle yet.
Yep.
I will tell you this, I had fun chasing the clan guys down, but I just kind of watched, because it's... I don't want to spoil it, but it's just... It's kind of fun.
Oh.
It's pretty messed up and fun in the best ways. I'm like, I felt good and as a person just watching, I'm like, yes. And then I coaxed some guy, and I was like, you know what? I want you to throw the first punch. So I just antagonized him, and then beat the shit out of him. It was good.
I'm not a big fan of the fighting mechanics.
No,
you know, it's like, hold square to block, and you're like, holding square, and you're getting shanked with a fucking knife. You're like, okay, fuck off.
Fist fighting sucks. It does. Because it feels like a random roulette stuff. But I do agree.
It kind of does feel like rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah. Because I'm like, well, it's like, well, you pull away or whatever. Yeah. I am curious about Far Cry 5, and I know that freaking, whatchamacallit, 4 is coming out.
Far Cry 4?
Not Far Cry 4. The one with the grappling hook.
Just Cause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I haven't played 3, and I remember you were very sad about 3.
I mean, you have it.
I know, but I just, after talking with you, I was like, meh. I don't want to go through the little...
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, so BlizzCon was not a big success this year, but like...
I'm sure that was, like, the smallest thing. I mean, it's a success for the people who enjoy going to Blizzard stuff.
If they had announced, like, actual Diablo 4 on PC, even just like, hey, we are working on this, guys. Right now we have this mobile thing. It's not taking away any of our time. Like,
yeah,
they're not even making it. They outsourced it. Jesus, he's wide fucking open, you bastards. Like, they outsourced it and everything, so it's not actually Blizzard internal.
It'd be kind of saying, like, they could have done the idea of saying, hey, we're working on this, we don't have much, but just want you to know that it's coming.
Right.
In the meantime, to kind of sate your thirst, here you go. That would have been the same thing, but it would have gotten a better reaction
probably. I think so, or at least there wouldn't have been as much hate. But no.
But no.
But no.
So then there was also
Prima Video or Prima Books is closing.
That's kind of nuts to me, actually.
I mean, in this day and time, it makes sense. Because I only buy one strategy guide, and it's basically because of tradition. I buy the Final Fantasy strategy guide.
Yes.
And they're fucking expensive. Like, I bought the limited edition one for 15, and it was $30.
I bought
for a strategy guide, and I was like, you guys, all this stuff is free online.
I bought the limited edition, I bought the regular edition version of God of War, because I was like, well, I liked having something tactile versus looking online is cumbersome sometimes.
It is.
Sometimes just having the pages out there is really nice to have, but yeah, it's crazy that it makes sense. Someone else posted something in one of the comment sections said that, you know, it would have made so much more sense if they would have seen it and they gone digital, or they had their own YouTube channel for Let's Plays. Like, they could have been ahead of that stuff, but instead they kind of, you know.
Yeah, they stayed, speaking of the 90s, but they stayed in the 90s and didn't update at all.
Yeah.
And why don't you have an online... Like, you know what you could have done? Because one thing you get with when you buy it with the paperback is it doesn't update.
Yeah, but if you can get, like, a digital code or something
Have
like
a
that,
digital code, you could have fucking... Netflix for strategy guides and be like, you know, $5 a month, you have access to all of our strategy guides or whatever.
All of these are really good ideas they wish they would have thought of.
Because I honestly think I may have subscribed to that. I'd be like, $5 a month. I'm sure they would have charged 10 because that's what everybody charges. Yeah. But like, you have all of the strategy guides, because anytime you do like Game Facts, if it closes, it starts up back at the beginning. You have to remember where you were or whatever. Yeah. You don't want to print that up.
Of like an Audible kind of thing or something like that. It would have made sense. It would have been good. Again, it sucks because like it's something that's in, like, again, it is an archaic thing where it is now. Like, it makes sense why it's not going to be there anymore.
Yes.
But it still makes me a little sad.
But if they had just a few tweaks, they could have still been viable. Yeah. Especially with YouTube, especially with Trophy and Achievement Hunters.
Oh, yeah.
You can just do a channel of, like, Prima strategy for achievements. And each one, you're just like, here's how you do this, here's how you do this, here's how you do this.
It's all about the idea when you look at it. It's just looking about any company. They have to stay relevant and have to look at where it's going, not just doing what you've always done.
Right.
Because otherwise, that's how you fucking get... Well, that's how you become Prima Games. Poor guys.
Too soon.
I hope that people, like, land on their feet kind of thing. But I'm like, you know, as the company in general, like, it kind of sucks.
Yes. Is there anything else that we need to talk about when it comes to news?
Final Fantasy, dude.
Oh, that's right.
I was surprised. Right. I thought that was going to be your first one.
Speaking of also closing.
Whew.
This is kind of a big deal.
It's kind of a BFD, dude.
Tabata has walked away. Has quit, resigned, fired.
Yeah, as of the 31st of October.
Square Enix.
Yep.
Not quite 100% sure what it is, but Tabata is no longer part of Square Enix. He's the guy who actually kind of...
He did Crisis Core. And he 15? Yeah, and he did 15, came in afterwards to basically make it what it is. And he's gone. Along with that, though...
All of the DLC except for One Piece.
Which was already in production.
I'm a little almost sad, finished.
Because I kind of wanted to see the
Little Aranea?
I don't even know who Aranea is.
You haven't beat 15?
No.
Oh, okay.
You can spoil it, I don't care.
That's she's funny. One of...
See, like...
She's one of the unfleshed out villains...
See, I wanted to see it for Lunafreya and Noctis, because I'm more Lunafreya than anything.
No, they did Noctis. It was Arden.
Was it? Okay. But they were going to do Lunafreya, weren't they?
Yes.
Which she fucking needs backstory.
Yeah, you can explain why her dog is a time-traveling dog.
Don't worry about it. Doesn't make sense. it really sucks, though, because, I mean, for you, it's great. And I immediately thought of you. I was like, well, he can start playing the DLC now.
Yeah, once the new one comes out, like, it'll be finally done and I can actually go back, because I got the Platinum and I want to play it again because I actually really enjoyed my time playing the game.
Yeah.
And there's co-op stuff, so I could probably wrangle up the Hetero Life Mate to just go and co-op missions with me to get those trophies and stuff.
Is there really co-op?
There's co-op.
Oh.
Yeah.
I bought the
Royal Edition?
Yeah, I brought the Royal Edition because I wanted to go play through it again. Because I never beat it, and I did enjoy it, and I was like, well, it feels better on a PS4, so I'm like, well... but I like, and eventually I will go through it and I will. I'm excited that I can beat through it all. I'm sad what it means that they lost a director like that, because I think he did do a lot. I don't know all of what he did, but it just sucks to see unceremoniously something that, like, was a good, I feel like a good cash cow, but they're saying it wasn't.
Well, I mean, it was in development for 10 years.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter how much money it made, it was never making that money back. It's Squeenix, and I figured it was going to be a world of, like, okay, we have it built, now we'll do 15.2, 15.3, yeah. So it's not as expensive. And they may still do that, but, I mean, we also may be at a point where Square doesn't understand Final Fantasy anymore.
I don't think Square understands business in general. Like, I just look at the Tomb Raider stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Like, Tomb Raider is consistently underperforming to them, even though it's doing really well. And the same thing with Final Fantasy. I'm like, you had a game in development for development hell for 10 years.
Yes.
That's a big fucking problem.
That's huge problem. I mean, but it's not just that one. Kingdom Hearts has been 8 years?
I think, or is it 12 years? No, it's been longer.
I think it might be 12 years, but, like, yeah.
I mean, like, it's been long. We don't know how long it's been in development.
You had a bunch of other little games, obviously, but, oh, Jesus. You had a bunch of other Game Boy games or whatever for Kingdom Hearts, but as a solid
sequel?
You can't. How can you go that long?
I don't know. Like, and that's the thing, is, like, I don't really understand what they're doing, and I feel like they're...
They used to be a top tier, and now they're kind of in the, like, a THQ.
Yeah, they're more in a production company rather than they are putting out their own games, which is sad, because, again, I liked Final Fantasy. I've never played 13. Any of the 13s. But, I mean, I love most of my games and stuff
It's not as bad as everyone said it was. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's not horrendous. It's not great. It's fine. Well, I don't think it needed 2 sequels, but...
It makes me sad because it makes me realize, like, are they ever really going to put out any... Like, they have 7 remastered, right?
Maybe.
That's the thing, is I have that... Maybe I'm like, after this, I'm like, I don't know when the fuck it's going to come out, and should I ever expect it to come out?
Right.
That's a terrible expectation from a game company.
Especially when you've seen stuff that... But we've also... Like, we've seen stuff from the game, but we've also heard that it has had to go back, and they're doing things, and... They're making it in...
Episodes. And they're basically, like, doing all the wrong things.
I'm like, do you... like, what are you doing, Square, like...
No, I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe they just don't understand it anymore.
Which is really sad.
It is. But I'd rather see a system die than them continuing to repeat that. I don't think we've seen the last of Final Fantasy, but I'm pretty certain we've seen the last of Final Fantasy for this generation.
We definitely have for this generation. And I know, like, I mean, they still have 11, and they're rebooting 11, which...
Again?
No, they haven't rebooted it.
Realm Reborn? Oh, 11. I was thinking 11. 14, I'm sorry.
No, yeah, they...
Or 14.
And 14 is successful, but, yeah, they're rebooting 11. So it's successful enough that they're updating and giving HD. Dude, if I could go back to... I was having a conversation
You and I were talking about it, too.
Was it me and you?
Yeah, we were talking about, like, Vanilla WoW.
Yeah. So if I could go back to just, like, Zelart and COP and the 75 caps, like, before C and stuff, I'd... Yeah. Heartbeat. But now, after they have C and all the things, I'm like, eh.
I don't even know what half that shit is. I just know that I'm like, I want a dual class because I freaking loved dual classing.
I did, too. And what I really loved is that you could just change your class.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't have to change your character.
No, and there was a time when I had an ex-roommate who hated it. He's like, really, you pick a class? And I was like, what if you decide you're a carpenter? And one day you're like, I'm going to be an electrician. You shouldn't be able to learn to be an electrician? He's like, whoa. And I'm like, yeah. Like, you can't change it in the middle of a battle.
Like I can think about this. If they were to take that idea and then put it towards something like WoW, I'd be so much more excited. Because, like, imagine if you could be a priest. You could basically make a paladin, but, like, if you could do a priest and a warrior kind of mix or something like that, it'd be so much more fun. There's so many more combinations in my mind. I think that'd be... That's what I loved about it the most.
I did. I loved that I wasn't... stuck to one character. Like,
plus, me and my friends,
I could play whatever I wanted to play that night.
Yeah, well, that me and Dustin used to fuck around all the time. Like, I would always be white mage and black mage sub, and then he would be like I think he was a warrior and red mage or something. And then we get bored and he's like, let's switch it around. So I was like, I'm gonna nuke and be the, like, god of death. So I got to be, like, a black mage for a while. He got to be a red mage for a while.
And that's just it. The game was always refreshing because you were like, I don't want to be a thief anymore. And you're like, I want to be a ranger now.
Yep.
You could be a ranger for a little while.
And you don't lose your progress. You get to go back to it.
No, and a lot of the gear was interchangeable between a lot of the melee and arcane classes.
Yeah.
So Stop. Yeah, we can't talk about Levin no more.
I apologize,
but... We can't.
Anyways,
Tabata... It's like throwing a big bottle of Coke in front of Ralph Garman and be like, don't snort this.
Oh, my God. And hopefully Tabata, whatever he goes on, does. I'm curious to see. I still have not gotten to play Crisis Core.
I haven't either.
And I really want to. Yeah. And I haven't seen them... I figured they were going to bring it on...
Is it playable on Vita? I'm not sure if it's playable on Vita. I figured it would have been ported to Vita. If it is, it would be digital, and then I might actually
grab it. I think I might go look at that tonight. But I have a feeling it's probably way god-awful expensive.
I mean, why would they discount it? You know, it could be five. It could be $10. I mean, why would you?
This is Square Enix that resells their games at like $15, $20 on the iOS and Android stores. Because, again, they understand business.
Dude.
Oh, well.
Dude. But, like, you always have those super... Square does super sales on the PlayStation Store all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Just not on Final Fantasy stuff. Usually it's
not. I mean, they do, but it's their old legacy Final Fantasy stuff.
I mean, that is how I bought all my old games on, like, PS3 and stuff.
Because that's how I bought Chrono Cross. It was $5.99, $4.99, $9.99 maybe.
I love Chrono Cross.
I want to play it again.
It is. Also, it's got one of the most beautiful fucking soundtracks.
Dude. But. There are like 700 characters, and my OCD-ness of like having to have them all, and you have to do multiple playthroughs to get them all, and I'm just like.
No, I understand that. On that, you are not wrong. You are not wrong.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's pod question. This week, I wanted to know, what song would you put into Red Dead Redemption? And we got a couple answers. We got an answer from our buddy Mando. I almost gave him the wrong name. He went with Elk River Blues. It's an old-timey song. I've never heard of it. I probably could have played it on YouTube, but why?
We really should have played like sound clips on these things. You know that?
I know. We also got an answer from Natalie. She went with The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And it's the... I like how we know that offhand, but...
Oh,
like,
yeah. Not the other one, though.
Yeah, not the other one. What did you go with, buddy?
I went with the... It's the... it's literally called The Arrival of Tombstone. It's from the movie Tombstone, because I fucking love that movie. That's like their first time they're getting into the town, and I was just thinking about that as I was writing into Valentine, I think, or it wasn't Strawberry for obvious reasons. I think it was Valentine. I was like, oh, it's kind of picturesque. You see people wander around, and I was just like, trot my horse through, and that's kind of one of those songs that went through my head. Also made me realize I need to go watch Tombstone again.
So everybody went with way different answers than I thought they were going through. I figured you were going to do Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi.
Okay.
I actually went with like a song. I went with Volbeat, Lonesome Rider.
Oh.
Which is...
Oh, okay.
Could you imagine just like running around listening to that while you're murdering bitches or being murdered by bitches?
So I got an idea of a really terrible mod for Red Dead. They have a thing where you can actually, it looks like you install a radio into your horse and then you can start playing CDs from your music or from your Spotify. It'd make no sense whatsoever, but it would be the funnest thing in the world.
I mean, I'm sure... Man, I keep forgetting that you can load up Spotify. For some reason, I forget...
I've never done it, but...
You can just load up Spotify and listen to music while you're playing, and I...
Really? I always forget about it.
I do too, just because I like to... Somebody worked on this game, so I like to appreciate what they're doing. There are some games where if I've played them enough, I'm like, okay, I don't need...
Like, Mad Max?
Typically, it's tactic games.
Oh, okay.
Where I'm like, yeah, just have some music or whatever going on in the background. All right, so it's your turn for a pod question, yes. There, buddy.
I have a different one after we were talking there for a little bit, but I'll save that and shelf for later. Because Prima Games is, you know, going kaput, and we both talked about our love for, you know, sometimes getting strategy guides, I just want to know, what was your favorite strategy guide you ever bought?
Oh, mine's the one for Final Fantasy IX.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that one?
No. Never played Final Fantasy IX, remember?
It is the worst...
You're supposed to answer it later.
Well, this is the worst strategy guide ever made, so... The strategy guide...
Do you want to save her next week? You forgot.
That's what I thought you said best.
Your favorite.
Okay, so this is my favorite.
Oh, okay.
The strategy guide would... You know, you could... It would be like, hey, you know, go here. There's a box here. Go here. But then it would also be like, To find out what this secret is, go to playonline.com.
Oh my god.
This secret, go, like, the, I wish I still had it. I thought I did, but I can't find it. It literally would tell you to go to a website. And I think it was their first, like, kind of try to do, like, Prima Online.
Websites, so obviously.
But it sent you to Play Online. Well, Play Online is just the thing to launch Final Fantasy games now for 11 and 14 and Tetramaster. Like, that's all it does. Ah. It's the worst fucking strategy guide ever. There was an article on Kotaku probably about a year ago about how bad I was. Maybe I can see if I can find that.
That is
too
amazing.
It's so fucking bad. And I bought it and I was so angry. But yeah.
So yeah, tell us your favorite nut fucked up strategy guide experience. Oh god. Yeah. You make sure to let us know again at bedhammer@gmail.com.
Touchdown.
Zeke on Facebook. Shit. Ben Hammer on Twitter.
Why did you just...
Because you were looking at football.
No, you keep talking, so I just let you talk.
But you were looking at football.
Because you keep talking. If you would just stop talking. Ladies and gentlemen, you can let us know your answers to your favorite Prima strategy guide at batandhammer@gmail.com, batandhammer on Twitter, Sprick and Ziggy on Facebook. Reach me, I'm at Tarskippy.
I'm at Craig Kalis, and fuck you.
Podcast is live every Monday morning on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and batandhammer.com. As always, thank you for listening to Sprick and Ziggy. You feel okay, bro?
I'm doing good. I'm so, doing good. Have a great week.
For Sprick and Ziggy. I'm a hammer. Brace your geek.
Have a great week.
Yes.
Oh, God.
This is like almost 6 years in.
I know, but look at the bright side. We can always find the joy as we go along.
You still
I still fuck up.
Still.